Watch a More Perfect Union video. Honestly, I think that's a good way to realign my neurons a little bit. There's one about scamming retirees, but I want to scam retirees.
I'm sorry, but we cannot respectfully have media on the property.
There's something the private equity owners of this mobile home park in Central Florida don't want you to see.
We have to refrain from filming, photography. No activity may proceed until our communications representatives contacted
you. Can we get your contact information?
Absolutely.
I had been filming conversations with residents of this park who have seen massive rent hikes.
So it more than doubled.
Yeah. Scamming old people is the only ethical use of AI? That's true. You know, it's fucked up because the boomers still have a ridiculously disproportionate amount of wealth in the United States. And a lot of people delusionally think that wealth's going to trickle down when the boomers die, as opposed to what will really happen, which is all of it will get bled away into overpriced end-of-life care. The only sector that is growing right now, and they are growing fast, is the old person medical care, like service and medical care for old people. So half of the country's economy is going to be siphoning away all of the wealth of boomers. So it goes up to the top. You're not seeing that money, motherfucker.
125%.
That's crazy.
As I was walking around, this corporate representative tried to shut us down. So I tried to ask them about some of the issues the folks I was talking to had raised.
Isn't it just healthcare in general? Old people represent a overwhelming percentage of healthcare expenditures in the United States, you know? If we stopped providing healthcare to everyone 65 and older, and it was only for people younger than 65, I think that would be less than 20% of total healthcare expenditures. It might be less than 15%. I could be wrong on that, but I think I remember it being that skewed. Like an overwhelming majority of our healthcare expenditures are done to old people. Yeah.
We're trying to get answers from Legacy about why the rates are going up so dramatically.
So they are conducting in a lawsuit at this moment, so there's nothing that I can talk about with that.
This whole incident got me wondering, what do these companies have to hide? So we kept investigating.
Florida has some of the worst tenant protections in the entire country for tenants and renters of all kinds.
They don't treasure their older people. They just put them in places and let them die.
My parents died a few years ago. 90% of their estate was eaten by healthcare fees. You're absolutely correct. I'm really sorry to hear that. Also, yeah, that's kind of how it works. The point of we are in the private equity stage of capitalism. We are in late stage capitalism. Nobody is interested in generating wealth or productivity. The only goal is for private equity to siphon wealth off of existing systems. If boomers have a disproportionate amount of wealth, systems will be set up to siphon all of that wealth from the boomers. It will not trickle down. The money is not going from the wealthy to the poor, and it never will again, at least not the way things are going right now. It's just, you're just taking as much money as you can out of these pockets. It will not get better.
I want to tell you about three mobile home communities where private equity came knocking on the door, because learning from each one might help us figure out how to protect some of the last affordable housing in the country. I'm here at the Highlands, a community with some 550 residents, because I heard about how people here can't afford the basics like food, medicine, and some elderly folks have had to go find a job to try and pay for the massive rent increase.
Char.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You too.
Yeah, so this is where the community gathers?
Yes, this is the clubhouse. This is our library. Then we have our card room, men's poker, mahjong, and they have a singles night and they play cards in here.
Charlene Cribble moved here in 2021 to enjoy her golden years after a three-decade-long career in property management. Her husband is a U.S. Air Force veteran. Just a year after Charlene moved in, the park was purchased by Legacy Communities, a real estate investment firm with private equity backing. They own over 70 parks across the U.S., with almost half of them in Florida. And last year, residents got hit with a massive rent increase.
When you heard that your rent was going to go up that much, what went through your mind?
I have to go back to work. I felt like I needed to at least make up the difference of the rent.
Will be no dignity. There will be no retirement. You guys have nothing to look forward to, I promise. If you're young now, I hope you stay young. I hope you defy time. There are no more guarantees. Nothing is left sacred. You can't save up for retirement. If it is found the average American is saving up a comfortable amount for retirement, the system will shift to ensure that the amount you have saved is not enough. You will always work and you will always have your wealth siphoned.
$700 a month.
The rent hike forced Charlene to give up her arthritis medication because it costs $270 a month.
This is my fist. This is all I can do. So
nothing
that's
but
why
death
it's hard
awaits
for me
you.
To work because I can't grab. Like if you gave me a pile of change, I wouldn't be able to hold it.
And
massive rent spike. Also, we're not paying for your arthritis medicine. Just death. Just wait for death.
And if you were taking the medication, would it help you?
I had a little more strength and I could close my fist.
What does it feel like to know there's medication that you could be taking, but you can't afford it because of this real estate company?
Sometimes I cry about it. It's sad. It's sick.
Charlene explained Legacy's tactics.
Will Europe go down this road, even though most countries in it have free healthcare? They don't, man. The European social welfare programs have been getting gutted for the past 80 years as well, just like ours. It is happening there too. Yeah. We're ahead of the curve though, over here in the US.
To me in detail. She's the HOA president, so she knows her stuff.
There was a one-time assessment charge notice Legacy had sent us. They did not explain what it was for except for those words. We all were baffled about the assessment. There was a committee that was formed to pursue.
An underreported story last week was the SEC starting to change 401k rules so they can be invested in private assets, bad debts, and private equity scams. Yep, the number one retirement program for Americans is to pay into a fund where, with no control of your own, your money could be invested in bad debt or private asset vehicles so that if the market crashes or these companies crash, these assets crash, you lose everything. You just die in a gutter, I guess. But the people who actually orchestrated the scheme get golden parachutes. There will be no accountability.
Through mediation, Legacy took away the 35-57-44 charge, but they also took away our CPI.
CPI, meaning their Consumer Price Index Rent Escalation Clause, where rent increases are tied to inflation.
I think the committee was manipulated. I don't think they understood.
Who does she vote for? Okay, I want to make it clear. A lot of these elderly people have voted for Trump, and for that reason, it is true that they deserve nothing. However, the Democrats are also facilitating this scheme. The long-run deregulation of the market, along with the over-financialization of the economy, is a bipartisan consensus. I don't expect the average person to have enough economic know-how to understand how this is a bipartisan issue. However, I do expect everyone, even the most brain-melted boomers, to be morally conscientious enough to not vote for Trump. Of course, many of them did anyway, so you can morally write them off for that reason, if you'd like. But yeah, this is a bipartisan problem. Even if only Democrats won from now on, this would still continue to happen.
What CPI meant, without knowing the details, I think they were pressured.
Legacy agreed to cancel the $3,500 fee, but only if the committee agreed to go to market rent. Residents are now in the middle of a lawsuit over the validity of the agreement, as hundreds of retirees saw their rent more than double overnight.
They know that the judicial system works slowly, and corporations oftentimes exploit that, but they know that by the time the legal system catches up to them, they already got away with it.
Community members are up against investors who are determining the value of a park.
What does this have to do with Iran? The people who are doing this are the reason why we're at war with Iran right now.
Not based on its current lot rents.
All systems are interlocked.
On how high they think they can push them. Legacy Communities is a major owner and operator of manufactured housing and RV communities. And almost half of the parks they own are in Florida.
It is a David and Goliath story, and it is incredibly predatory. I think the ugliest thing that we see is swift retaliation against residents who are trying to organize their communities.
It's just not fair. It's not right. People that only have one income coming in and paying that amount of rent, it's not feasible. I think
our rent costs affecting the war in Iran, the process of private equity acting as the long arm of capital, siphoning wealth from every community, including the wealthy, is directly responsible for the geopolitical situation that led to a handful of billionaire oligarchs, pedophiles, and Jewish supremacists controlling a series of decisions that would eventually lead to the Iran war and the explosion of the global petroleum market. There is a direct relationship between these things. All of it comes down to capital, or even more fundamentally, hierarchy. We've built a system where some people have an enormous amount of power and no accountability. Everything that has happened has been a cause of that.
They're just money grabbers. I don't know. I mean,
It's a retirement community, 55 and over. Where do they think people get the money from?
Gail Berkhold lives around the bend from Charlene. She lost her husband 2 years ago.
I have a car payment that I'm 2 months behind on already, so I don't have the money left in my account to pay it. A lot of people in here are just living on Social Security. It's just not right what they do.
And that's where private equity has people trapped.
Legacy's basically cut the legs right out from under us in terms of what home values are. And we have no ability to sell. We paid $180,000 for our place, put another 40 in it. I'd be lucky to get 30, 40 cents.
Note you, a lot of these people entered retirement with quite a bit of money. Like, these are not poor old people. These people were entering into what was supposed to be their just reward. They had the money. Remember, the first family we looked at, that woman had a 30-year career as a property manager. The husband was an officer in the military.
On a dollar.
Why is the value of your home half of what you paid?
Because of the rent. Because the rent doubled. We would love to sell it and get out, but we can't sell it because people are giving away their homes.
Charlene and her community have spent more than $50,000 in legal fees trying to fight legacy. But the lesson here is that residents aren't giving up. They're organizing and fighting back. And increasing rents and depreciating home values aren't the only issues that mobile home residents are facing.
Yes, she's my roommate now. She pays a certain amount, and I cover everything else.
I saw this ad in the Next Door publication.
76-year-old Tony Corbett lives in Gulfstream Harbor, a mobile home park in Orlando owned by Sun Communities, a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, valued at over $16 billion. Residents have seen their lot rent go up almost 50% since Sun Communities took over the park in 2014.
Oh, she's going to come right to you? Okay.
Tony ran her own limousine service called West Wing. She laughs about how she somehow fit the stretch Hummer limo in her driveway.
Did you think that this was going to be what life was like at 76?
I gotta say, the stretch Hummer limo is depreciating my sympathy a little bit.
Absolutely not. I mean, nobody thinks like that. I was in business until I was 69, and then I sold my business and came here to live, and it's been hard, struggling. And they keep saying everything's
anyway, just pointing out that these people have more money, or at least had more money, than you do now. And when you retire, you will not have as much money as they did when they retired. So you do the math and how you think your end of life is going to work out at this rate.
Going down, but it's not. Everything we see is going up.
With residents like Tony at Sun Communities feeling so hopeless, I wanted to know if any park was having success taking on these private equity companies. Which brings me to the third mobile home park I want to tell you about, 1,400 miles away in Brunswick, Maine, where residents got wind of their park owner's intent to sell to private equity and faced a crisis over what they could do to stop it. Janet Fournier is one of the community leaders.
Hey, Janet. How are you? What went through your mind when you heard that the park was going to be for sale? What was the worry that residents had?
For me, it was like, how do I fix this? Because that's who I am. I knew that if an out-of-state conglomerate came in and bought this property, that there was a high chance of many of those folks having nowhere to go because they wouldn't be able to afford the increase in rent.
The root of the problem is when private equity comes knocking on the door of mom-and-pop park owners who are ready to sell to the highest bidder. And in most cases, residents never even hear their park is for sale until the deal is closed. Luckily for Blueberry Fields, the timing was...
Everything on Earth will be stripped for parts. These private equity companies are not interested in building new retirement homes, even though there is a great demand for them, only in buying up existing ones and cranking up the rent. Capital is completely disinterested in building new things. Nothing new will be built. Everything existing will be strangled. This is a consequence of financialization. The profit margins are much higher on turning the cranks in existing systems than they are on building or providing anything new.
Just right.
As residents, we had 90 days after the owner's notice to make an offer and to secure funds to purchase.
The state of Maine strengthened its laws in September 2025 to give mobile home residents the right of refusal, giving them a real shot at purchasing their mobile home park instead of private equity. I asked Janet how residents on fixed incomes were able to afford to buy their park for over $26 million. She told me they got a loan and support from state and local governments. Along with
do you do your rice and beans in the same rice cooker? No. I rarely make my beans from scratch, even though you can do some wonderful things with that. I usually just have canned beans because I find in a lot of cases I prefer the speed. But no, I just heat up the beans and add a bunch of spices. And I add a lot of spices. Please don't cook beans in the rice cooker. Beans need to soak and cook for a while.
Community organizations.
It gives us peace of mind. We're in control of our own destiny.
Do you think that the new laws in Maine have discouraged more private equity companies from coming in?
I think so. I mean, it makes it more difficult for them. They've got competition. They can't just come in with their checkbook and walk over folks.
While lawmakers in Maine have stepped up to help protect residents, Florida leads the nation with the highest number of mobile home parks that have been purchased by private equity firms.
And 69,000 home sites. Cool.
Out-of-state investors. Florida has no cap on lot rents or how often they can be raised. And a Florida law passed in 2023 prohibits local governments from being able to implement any kind of rent control measures. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in on it too.
His campaign responded, quote, lol, lmao, yes.
Has raised millions with major support from private equity, including the owners of the parks we visited. I asked the residents at Legacy Communities Park directly about the DeSantis ties.
Residents were frustrated by the governor's lack of response to their concerns.
I've never heard a word from anyone. Nothing in email, writing, nothing. Phone call, nothing.
And ironically, DeSantis is putting huge sums of state employee retirement money into private equity firms that have donated to his campaign.
There is a real conflict that the public employee pension funds, unfortunately, are not looking at how their investments contribute to that.
This has only emboldened private equity firms to go to even greater lengths to turn a profit. I wondered what lawmakers in Florida are doing about the crisis that is affecting so many of their constituents.
Hey, how you doing?
At the state government level, not much. But some national lawmakers, like Congressman Maxwell Frost, are paying attention.
Congressman.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Hey, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Welcome to Orlando.
Thank you.
Part of the issue here is that residents are kept in the dark. They don't know what's going on. And there's also a bunch of rules and regulations that government has put into place that actually makes it damn near impossible for them to even put up a bid as a community. That's wrong.
I met up with him at the Sun.
So all of these are like, you know, band-aids on a festering plague wound. Oh, they should have right of first purchase. Okay. Does that fix it? It's like trying to turn the tide of a river by walking into it and pushing upstream. It's pretty obvious what the problem is. I'm not gonna say the group of people responsible for everything being inshittified. It was the capital class. You need to do something fundamental. But they're not going to challenge the market.
Communities Park in his home district in Orlando. He's recently introduced a federal bill that will give mobile home residents around the country a chance to buy their parks like they did in Maine.
What our bill does is give states large sums of money through federal grants and says if you are able to increase the number of manufactured communities that are owned by the people who live there, you're able to qualify for these big sums of money that we'll give you.
When doubters in Congress might say, this is a stretch.
I say the only reason it's a stretch is because you just said it is. We're literally the ones writing the legislation. We're the ones here writing the rules for the nation.
For residents I met already under private equity control in Florida, they know it's an uphill battle and long for better days that existed before private equity took over their park. But they aren't giving up.
What do you think would solve this?
This makes Legacy honor our original prospectus. CPI plus 2%.
Okay.
That's it. That's what we all signed for and agreed to. Do what you said you're going to do. That's all.
Both Sun Communities and Legacy are two of the six private equity firms named in a congressional probe launched by New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan into the business practices that are having a harmful impact on residents nationwide.
Okay.
So see you. I'll see you after a while.
Going to book club.
Okay. Going to book club. Bye, Ellie.
Spending your golden years in the sunshine used to be an iconic part of the American dream.
Wait, so you're saying we can just write laws without consulting billionaires? Crazy? Unfortunately, it's really just not going to do much. This is such an overwhelming problem. The problem being the siphoning of wealth without the creation of anything new. And that's not, again, we're running up against the edge here. You know what I mean? We did so a while ago before FDR, and now it's been postponed for some time, and now we're back at it again. I don't know. Though the capital class is much more entrenched now than they were back during the Great Depression, unfortunately. All right, that was fun.